All right, Minnie. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, you can get under the trees at least, and if there's a breeze going, it makes it bearable. I know 4th of July we were at a party at a friend's house, and that was it. It was warm out that day, 90s again, and there was at least a shade tree, and that's where we're going to be having the concert at. So there are trees on both sides of the driveway. They're going to set up in the pole barn facing out, and so everybody will kind of be out in the driveway and that around the front entrance. So there are trees there on both sides, at least for a ways, so hopefully it keeps it a little cool for us and we get a little breeze as far as part of it as well. And AKPR, you're up next, and then we'll do another station break. Go right ahead, Bob.
Okay, Ryan. Yeah, riding a motorcycle in this kind of heat is absolutely no fun at all. I've done it before. I do not like it. It's like somebody's holding a hairdryer in front of your face at full blast, you know. It's like, this is hot. You know, you can't get away from it. Then, like you said, if you stopped at a light or something and, you know, you got all that heat coming off the motor going straight up, it's like, wow. You know, all you want to do is get off, find some air conditioning. But, yeah, well, I hope you'd survive that, you know, have some fun anyways. And then we go out, water my garden. Yeah, and Rick, if you're still out there, yeah, 75 has been crazy. I'm sure you know that now. But by September, it's probably straighten up a little bit. All the people, all the kiddies will be back at school, so a lot of the traffic should be, or shouldn't be as bad anyways. And what else? I just go water the garden and my grass. Well, there's parts that maybe need some mowing by the end of the week, and other parts, yeah, it's all brown, so no help there. But thanks for doing that, Ron, and I'll talk to you all tomorrow night. 73's, NAKPR, back to net.